Hello out there and welcome. My name is Sharon Froshen and I am the Chief Operating Officer of the Discover Your Path You platform, where we believe that every life can teach and everyone can grow. To that end, I am also the host of this show, The Connection Sessions, where we bring together practitioners, entrepreneurs, artists, marketers, spiritualists, mentors, and students in an effort to connect to community, learn from each other, and grow. Today, I have with me somebody that I really treasure both as a friend and also someone that I consider to be as avid with NLP as I am, Justin Riesty, who not only runs his own coaching business, but has also just started a brand new NLP discussion group on Facebook, which I think is going to be an absolutely wonderful experience. And if I'm not mistaken, Justin, I believe you're also going to be starting somewhat of an offshoot practice pod from this as well. So I'm just going to turn this over to you, kind of to share with us how you got to life coaching and why it is that you love NLP so much.
Sure, absolutely. Well, how I got to life coaching to begin with is I've always helped kids throughout my life, and I've always wanted to have a mentor in my life. And, you know, they always say when the student's ready, the mentor will appear. And what is that? They just weren't appearing. And then it's been about 15 years or so at the same company and in construction, working in different homes, and I've seen the need. And then finally, I'm like, you know, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to go back to school and I want to make a difference. So that's what led me to life coaching. And life coaching led me to NLP. So they got some really good little fast fixes for phobias and anchoring techniques and the outcome. Slipped my mind for a second, but the outcome procedure where you focus on future pacing and how your life is going to look. Mm-hmm. It really just made a huge difference in my life so far. So I wanted to put a group together to where we can practice and learn and see what's really applicable from everything I've been reading and studying through the many different books I've read so far. It seems to change over time, like what worked 10 years ago to get people to stop smoking doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
So that's why I think if we put a group together, and Carl Rogers did this, and I found this very fascinating. He put a group of people together, and he really just gave them the information. And this is kind of what I want this group to be, is where we all come together, and we get to learn, and we get to put input in, and we just find out what works, and make it the best we can as a group. And we'll see where it goes, and we'll adjust as we go and zigzag, and, you know, whatever doesn't work, we'll get rid of, and what does work, we'll keep continue with. So I'm really excited about this. So I want to welcome everybody, because we're going to have clients coming in, and this is where the learning lab is going to happen. We'll have that on a Monday or a Tuesday, and then like a Thursday or Friday, we'll have the clients come in, and what we practiced earlier on in the week, we'll get to apply with fresh people who aren't coaches.
Really important.
I think that's going to go over big, and then what the clients will do for us is write us a review for our pages and help boost us and just to get us out there word of mouth a little bit more.
That is an excellent idea, Justin. I really love it. I love how you have thought of providing non-coaching clients to coaches, because I totally agree with you. When you're coaching a coach, we already know all the jargon. We already know what you're looking for and are very adept at providing exactly what you're looking for, whereas you really get that off-the-cuff experience with somebody who isn't a coach, and then it's brilliant, the idea of the payment for that coaching session being a review, because sometimes it's really hard to build up an ample field of reviews on your business page. So bravo, really well done.
Thank you. I tried to make it as a win-win deal as I could for everybody around and to give them a reason to come, and for coaches and for clients. And hopefully it takes off pretty well. And, you know, in a couple years from now, I'm really excited to see the group of people and how they grow and where they end up. So I think
for me too.
I think it's going to be very powerful.
I believe it will as well. So, and I hope you don't mind me asking this, Your passion with NLP and specifically the area that you have come to begin to focus on really has deep roots in your personal life, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you mind sharing that story with the audience and why what you do professionally is so important to you?
Absolutely. That's a great question. The story is it's because of my mom. She's been fighting smoking her whole entire life. And I watched her. She was a gymnast. She was an athlete. She was almost made it to the Olympics. And,
wow.
You know, she prides herself on her body. But the smoking, she's never been able to kick no matter what. And I inadvertently used what we call anchors in NLP. I anchored being in the hospital with her, going through the radiation, feeling those feelings of aggravation, watching the struggle and the fear and all the aggravation of going through that. And I used that as an anchor for myself to personally quit smoking about a year and a half ago, just before I got into life coaching. This is one of the big shifts in my life here. And that made a huge impact. And every time I was struggling, I thought I was losing my mind and I was going to reach for a cigarette, I would just remember that time of being in the hospital with her and all that stuff that she has to go through and all those hours wasted and still not being able to smoke. So, and it worked beautifully for me. And if I can add what I've learned now in NLP, that I've learned why it works, how it works, how to create them and how to strengthen them.
Yes.
And even double it sometimes if you use the right submodalities. And sometimes you got to play with them to get the right two that works for the individual.
Indeed.
Yeah. So with a little bit more work, I think, and a group of people to practice with and share ideas with, I think this can be a very powerful tool for a lot of us.
It can. And what I love so much about your story is it indicates the fact that as coaches, we often don't trust our own intuition, and yet your intuition led you to practicing NLP before you even knew what NLP was. And we will often, as coaches, sit in a session across from a client just questioning everything that comes into our heads, like, you shouldn't say that, or, you know, are you sure you have this technique down? And here you are, before you even find your passion, already intuitively knowing how to implement your passion in a successful way in your own life. So to any life coaches that might be watching, what would you tell them about honoring that voice?
I would tell them to definitely reach for the stars. I mean, if you have an intuition and something's telling you, go for it. And then just use failure and the feedback from failure to push you through. Because anything is possible, truly. If you model somebody who's doing whatever, this is definitely an NLP presupposition. If you model anybody, you're going to get the same results. And if you figure out what they're doing, what they're thinking, what they're telling themselves, how they're eating, what they're acting like, you can produce the same results.
Indeed. And for any of our viewers out there who are currently watching and are not familiar with what the term NLP means, it means neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro, your brain, your neurology, linguistic, the language of your brain, and programming, how to use the language of your brain to affect permanent or at least intense change in your own life. And Justin used a term earlier called an anchor, and an anchor in NLP is when you use either an idea within your head or actually a physical location on your body as a touch point that can be used to change your emotional state. And one of the things that I really liked about what you said, Justin, is that you used the negative state of being in the hospital around what was going on in your mom's life to help you quit smoking. And so often the people that come to us as NLP practitioners are looking to change to a positive state, and we fail to understand the transformational power of pain in our lives. So how have you, since you've actually become an NLP practitioner and quite an amazing one, how have you begun to expound upon using the negative emotional state for positive changes in a client's life?
Well, that's part of the whole equation, is when you're dealing with your client, or you're working with your client, I should say, you're trying to figure out if they're a toward or an away person. And then that's either they're going to move toward pleasure or away from pain. And once you evaluate this, then you can better to lead them through these processes. And then, you know, in the modalities, you know, of the mind, you know, our different senses that we use, we can enhance that by bringing them a little closer, making it a little brighter, or making it disassociate from them, making it a little easier for them to deal with the story by pushing it away, making it a little dimmer. And just the results, it's amazing. If you just try that in your own mind with a little story that you're telling yourself, it really works. It's pretty amazing.
It really does. And just to, again, to explain to anybody who's watching who might not be that familiar with NLP, what Justin is talking about is called the representational system. And the representational systems are actually our senses. So sight, sound, touch, taste, and one more that I can't remember off the top of my head. So these five representational systems are actually how the mind records memory. And what Justin's talking about is going in and actually changing the way that your senses have recorded memories in order for you to have a new experience with them. So when he says, change, you know, is it brighter or darker? Some people are more attached to light for a positive experience. Some are more attached to dark. Just as he said, moving toward pleasure or away from pain. So you can actually go into the mind and literally change your client's experience with a memory that may have completely dominated them sometimes for decades. I'm sure you've had that experience, Justin.
Personally, I've used it for myself, and this is where this group is going to come into play. So we can use all of our stories for ourselves. You know, I'm pretty fresh at this, only been doing this for about a year. So this is a great place for all of us to come together, gain lots more experience, and really put this into practice and see what does work for us in our coaching styles and what we can add to our already awesome coaching repertoire, whatever you're doing.
Yes, indeed. Sammy D, our Chief Technology Officer, has just joined us and says, hello.
Hey there.
So the link for Justin's group that he has created, it's NLP.
Practice and application discussion.
Yes. This is a group where anyone who is a life coach, whether or not you are currently considered to be an NLP master practitioner or not, this is an opportunity for you to join in as a life coach at whatever level of knowledge you have of NLP. So if you don't have a lot of knowledge, this is an excellent place for you to gain that knowledge. And if you do have quite a bit of a knowledge, this is not only a great place for you to hone that knowledge, but it's also a great place for you to share that knowledge with other members of the group who might not have as much experience as you do. But Justin, really, the amazing thing about this group is that you're going to be bringing in clients. So this will be the opportunity for people to practice. So as somebody who has had quite a bit of experience since you've begun life coaching with experiential learning, which is having that client across from you, why don't you share some of the benefits that you yourself have had from having access to a client that you can coach?
Well, you get to read their body language. You can hear in their voice what's going on. And then you get to figure out their map of the world, which is kind of fun because we're all so different. And what one person calls a sunflower, another person could be a little teddy bear sunflower. It could be just something so totally different. And then getting to feel other people's, just the way they work through their life and how everybody loves so differently and have so many attachments to different stuff. That's really affected me. It's helped me to grow as a person, and the different languages, as different the different tonalities, has really helped me to understand people on a way deeper level.
And so, you're actually one of the most profound people that I know in being able to pick up on even the slightest change in facial expression or tonality and pitch and cadence of the voice. Do you feel that a lot of that is due to the fact that you're an incredibly intuitive person and some of it came from experiential learning? What percentage would you say that is?
I think a lot would come from my background. from Reiki and energy work. I did some hands-on healing with a lady named Edna. Yeah, she taught a course on that, and I think it was Hands of Light healing or something. That was pretty powerful. And then I did Buddhism for a little while when I was young, and then I came into Christianity and really found my home right there. I mean, I was kind of lost there for a long time, and that made a huge impact on me. And I just love the way that the grace and healing and helping people, and I want to be that guy for the, you know, as many people out here as I can.
Absolutely. And wouldn't you say that to a certain extent, a lot of Jesus's teachings are based in NLP, and that they use metaphor and the actual languages of the brain rather than necessarily just, because if you read a lot of scripture these days, it's difficult to tie in what that actually means without understanding that Jesus Christ was using the metaphors of his time to teach the people of his time. And how has that been for you, learning something that alongside of growing in something that has so profoundly changed your life?
Well, it's very interesting you brought that up, because absolutely, I found a lot of parallels. Some of the presuppositions that we use, your past is not your future, your present. That's a great one. You know, by the word of your mouth and your belief, you can change your future by what you believe and what you focus on, what you're believing. I love the stories and the way, you know, he teaches parables, because it's a little ambiguous. So they get to use their own mind to figure out the rest of the story. So it brings their own personal experience and power into it. So yeah, there's a bunch, actually.
I love when Christ talks about how if the eye of the mind is single, then the whole being will be filled with light. And what's awesome about that is a lot of people, when you have to lose an eye in order for yourself to be filled with light. But what he's talking about is exactly what you just talked about. It's what you focus on. It's what we focus on literally becomes our reality, because that's what we see. And so to think that somebody 2,000 years ago had already mastered something so as intense and genuinely relatively brand new to science, I believe from the 1970s here in California, is just mind-blowing. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
I really love that about Jesus Christ, that the way he taught was in such a way as to let the individual arrive at their own experience of his teachings. I've heard it said before that a child sees a bird until you tell it what a bird is, and then it will never see a bird again. It will only see its thoughts of the bird. And I absolutely love that Christ's teachings honored that it was never about telling you what you had to believe. It was giving you the storyline and allowing you to write your own basic text. And that is what has made Christianity such an absolutely prolific religion throughout the world. What is it in NLP, do you think, that allows practitioners so easily and effortlessly to kind of mimic the way that Christ taught?
Well, I think it goes for all of the changing therapies. It's unconditional positive regard. It's when you just accept that person, love that person, and you genuinely want to guide them to become the best human being they can be. That's the difference. Once they get that and they learn to accept themselves and trust what their mind is telling them, and be able to start to squash some negative thoughts and to really guide and steer their mind, that's when the change happens. It's amazing. And I love it.
We become our own best friends rather than our own worst enemies, right?
That's right. You got to be your own cheerleader, because we've been beating ourselves up for a lot of years.
And we've actually been taught by society to do it. So it's so fantastic to have a tool like NLP that kind of helps to even the score. Because if you look at NLP as waking hypnosis, and you look at hypnosis as fixation on, relaxed fixation on a certain item or idea, along with just the spoken word, there are so many ways that we get hypnotized. in our society today, and knowing these, even if you're not interested in becoming a life coach, even if you're just looking for ways to improve yourself and to give yourself a little bit of an edge, NLP is an excellent way to learn how to do that. So if you're interested in learning more about NLP and you're not a life coach, that doesn't mean that you can't become a member of this group and be a client, be somebody who gets some. And NLP sessions, just to let you know, can cost anywhere between $150 to $500 a session. So the opportunity to actually have a session with an NLP practitioner who's certified for nothing more than a review is quite a good deal. Wouldn't you agree, Justin?
Absolutely. That's why we're putting it out there. We want to help as many people as we can. We want to start a little bit of a, you know, get the wheel turning, a little revolution of giving good stuff, paying it forward, and then, you know, it'll come back to us at some point, and it's just going to be amazing. It's just going to be a lot of fun, and we really welcome everybody out there to come in, see what you can learn.
And if I'm not mistaken, we are going to begin transferring the Discover Your Path You Late Practice Pod on Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern to your practice pod for this group, correct?
Yes.
And are you going to be joining us this week to begin that process?
Yes.
Okay, so if you are interested in finding out more about what Justin is talking about or more of his group, and you'd like the opportunity to kind of dip your toes in first before you join the group, this Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern is an excellent opportunity to meet face-to-face like this, like Justin and I are right now, and really get an overall idea of what this NLP thing is if you don't currently know it, or how this can benefit you as an NLP practitioner if you do currently know it. So Justin, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our audience before we're done? Because we are right up against a half hour already.
Nope. I just hope to see you there. Give us a chance. And, you know, we put all of our learnings together and just tweak the techniques just a little bit sometimes, and the magic really starts to happen. So,
yeah, Sammy D just created the perfect tagline for you for your new group, Just in Tuesdays instead of Just in Time.
All right.
Oh, I love you, Sammy D. Okay, to everybody out there who was watching, thank you so much for joining us today. We always love having an audience that interacts with us and feeds off of what it is that we're talking about. If you find us after we're no longer live, drop us a hashtag replay. Just let us know that you were here. Join the conversation. Ask questions if you have them. All of Justin's contact information is contained in this live, including his personal website, his personal business Facebook page, his Instagram account, and the link to this NLP group that he has started. So please, if you're interested or if you'd like more practice, take advantage of this beautiful thing that Justin is creating and join us, okay? As always,
thanks a lot.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.